Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining the program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rivi'i, the 15th day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is this evening at 5 p.m. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zev Goldberg of the Young Israel of Fort Lee in Fort Lee, New Jersey, Shir Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldberg slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. They'll be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim with a sizable pause to insert the names of those whom we are davening for, and we will conclude with the recitation of Achinu. Please continue to keep Chaya Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora, as well as Tinok Ben Sima Rezal in your tefillos today, and as well, keep all of us here in Florida in your tefillos. Although the latest projections are looking promising that this storm is going to go a little bit more north, but we're davening for everyone. So hopefully everything should be good here and for all the people here and in the state and wherever the storm goes. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for welcoming back one more time. It's an honor to be here, as always. In Parashas Vayera, so the Torah begins with some very exciting news that Sarah receives, that she will be blessed with the birth of a baby boy. And Sarah's response to hearing the news is very positive. Batitzchak Sarah bekerba leimor. And Sarah laughed, and she said, Acharei belosi haisali azna v'adoni zaken. After I have become worn out, and now I have smooth flesh, and also my husband is an old man. It's positive because we usually associate laughter with something that is good and positive, reflective of a very, very happy emotion. The problem is that God is not pleased with Sarah's laughter. The very next pasuk, the Torah tells us, "Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, lama zetzach kasara, leimor ha'afum nami leid vani zakanti." Why was Sarah laughing? God is upset at Sarah's laugh. And what makes the issue even more complicated is that at the end of last week's parsha, when Avraham hears that he is going to be blessed with the birth of a baby boy, he too laughs. Vayipol Avraham al panav vayitzchak. Avraham also responds to the news with a joyous laughter. So the question is, if laughter is generally perceived as something reflective of a happy, positive emotion, how come God is disappointed with Sarah's laughter? Why does God remain silent when Avraham hears that he is going to be blessed with a baby boy in his old age? But when Sarah laughs, Hashem calls Sarah to task. How come Sarah is laughing? So Rashi addresses this issue. Rashi explains that the answer can be found in the different words that the Targum Onklus uses to offer commentary on the pasuk. Rashi explains that according to Targum, when it comes to Avraham's laugh, the word is chadi, which means happiness. But when it comes to Sarah's laugh, the word is machoch, which means to make a mockery of, to joke around in a negative way. In other words, according to Rashi, the way Targum explains the pasuk, Avraham's laugh did come from a place of joy, but Sarah's laugh came from a place of mockery. She didn't truly believe that she was going to be blessed with a child. That's the interpretation of Rashi based on the Targum. However, the Or HaChaim, Reb Chaim Ibn Attar, struggles with this explanation. He points out that it's the same word, tzachak. How can one word tzachach be interpreted so differently? And he takes a different approach to help us explain why Avraham's laughter is met with approval by God and Sarah's laughter is not. Explains the Or HaChaim as follows so beautifully, and this is a beautiful entree into our Tehillim that we are going to recite momentarily. It explains the Or HaChaim as follows, that when Avraham hears that he is going to be blessed with the birth of a child, there's nothing miraculous that happens at the time. He just hears of this wonderful Basura, and he laughs because he wholeheartedly believes that it is going to happen. Sarah hears about it too at that point, but she doesn't laugh. The only time Sarah is able to laugh out of joy is after she begins to see the miracles. Batitzchak Sarah bekirbar leimor, acharei v'lo sihai saliyah na, after I have withered, now my skin is smooth, I'm returning to my youthfulness. I have the capacity, miraculously, to give birth to a child. It's only when she sees the miracle come to fruition is that she's only at that point that she's able to bring herself to laughter. Says the Or HaChaim, that's why Hashem is upset at Sarah. Avraham laughs from joy before his philos come to full fruition, before the miracle has arrived. That's a wonderful nida of emunah. But we learn from Sarah that we have to train ourselves to laugh, to believe, to be joyous, even before the miracle arrives. And that's why Hashem holds Sarah accountable. And that, I think, is a profound idea that can help us have a deeper appreciation for the Tehillim that we are reciting right now. Part of davening is having a deep emunah, a positive faith that what we are waiting for will arrive, even if it has yet to arrive. Even if we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting, the sense of emunah that accompanies us as we daven, so that even before the Yeshua arrives, we can laugh with joy, coming from a place of deep belief in the Ribono Sholem, that when we put our hopes, the Ribono Sholem is going to come through. And with that, we will continue now with the next segment of the call, and we will put our faith in the Ribono Sholem and begin with our tefillah. We'll start with Tehillim Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion yis'adeka, yiskor kol minchosecha, yolasecha yidash nasela, yitin lecha kilvavecha, v'cholatasecha yimalei, niranina vishuasecha, v'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ata yadati, Yoshi Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneo Mishmei Kacho, Bigburot Yesha Yimino, Eile Varechev, Vieile Vasusim, Va'anachnu, B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Himakaru, V'Nafalo, Va'anachnu Kamnu, V'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aneo V'yam, Kareinu. Tehillim Parashas Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Benos Dasha Yarbitzeni, Ami Menuchot Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yeshoviv, Yamcheni B'Magle Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech, Begeit Samaves, Lo Ira Ra, Ki Ata Imodi, Shiftecha, ומשנתך הימה ינחמוני, ארוך לפני שולחן, נגד צורריי, דשנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפוני, כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shila malo, sesoina el hehari me ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me madona, yosa shamayim varet. Ayite la mochaglacha, ayanum shamerecha. Ine lo yanum, vilo yishan shamer yisrael adonai shamerecha, naitzocha yadiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh, lo yakeka viyarech, balayla adonai yishmercha mikora. Yishmor es nafshecha, na yishmor tishavuecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Finally, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira ma'alos, nilam hakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai, shema v'koli, tihiyan oznecha kashuvot v'kol tachanonai. Im avonos tishmoya, Adonai mi'amod. Kim chasli chalemanti varei, kibisi, Adonai kivetza nafshi, belizoro ocholti. Nafshi ladonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel yisoel el Adonai, kim Adonai chesed beharvei volfidos. Hu yifdei yisoel mikol avonosav. Misha Berach Abotin Ramit Yaakov Moshe Aharon Zadr Shlomo Hu Yivarech Mirape Atacholim. Bavur, Shana Mispalim, Bavur, Amishchaizer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lahakalimam, Raposam Alachazikam Lachayosam, Yishlach Lahem, Nehera, Refuah Shalema, Menashemayim, Refuah Sanefesh, Refuah Sagop, Ashabagala, Vizman Karib, No Mara, Menachinu Kobeisam, Yosim Mitzor, Yishuv, Ha'om, Dibi, Bayom, Babim, Bayabasha, Makom, Yerachim Aleihem, Yosim Mitzor, Zorachav, Mafil, Ora, Mishut, Bugula, Asha Bagala, Vizman Kariv, and Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg. We look forward to having you back on the program in the near future. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered. Latova, whatever it might be that we're davening for, may all of our tefillos be answered for good. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday, assuming that I have power and my phone is working, at 1 p.m. Eastern, with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.